we've got a couple days left. The only way this is going to work out is if I can be, I got to be now a little bit aggressive. Yeah. I got to be a little more forceful because I don't have time to mess around to help this person.
Welcome back to another video in this special video series that I'm doing with Daniel Quijano. Daniel, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. We've been recording content all day. We've chopped this up into videos. Some of these are long videos. This one's going to be a long video. And we've done a bunch of call breakdowns, which has been fantastic. I mean, talk about really valuable information to help people navigate through what these calls look like, why you do it, what you do, why you're saying what you're saying, better ways to say it.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of keep coming back around full circle to a lot of the psychology behind how to be a good communicator.
Yep.
There's two big things you talk about, which is staying in control.
Yep.
And what's the other C?
Confidence.
Confidence. Having confidence, staying in control, how powerful that is. I'm really big in asking the right questions at the right time with the right tonality to make sure you stay in control and to be that confident person.
Yep.
So guys, I hope you're gathering that as you've gone through these. We have a playlist where we're putting all these videos that Daniel and I are creating. So we'll put those in that playlist. You can go back and watch them. It's going to be a deep dive into sales, specifically phone sales with real estate and dealing with distressed sellers.
Yep.
So very niche down sales strategy, but the process and the overall philosophy applies to anything and everything.
Yeah, guys, I genuinely believe after listening to this series today, because we didn't really know what direction this was going to go, right? There's going to be a million other things you can add to this. I would not stop learning from here, but I think you pretty much anything you want to learn to get started and having good conversations, someone can pick up from this.
We're covering it.
Yeah, 100%.
We're covering a lot of good details about how this should go.
Yeah.
And you're getting to see it. So this is in theory. We've been doing real world application by looking at real world calls. And in case you missed some of the other calls, Daniel put on a competition where a bunch of people got in a room and they were given leads and everybody had to call sellers and then you were judged and people could watch. And so it was a fantastic all day event. And I participated in that. And we've been listening to and breaking down some of the calls that I did. And this was one of the later calls in the day at the end of the day that we're going to break down now. And this was a woman who was in pre-foreclosure up until, and it's the 11th hour and the foreclosure is literally like a couple days away from this call. And this is an interesting one because she's kind of all over the place. I had to redirect. I had to regain control quite a bit. And I had to be very aggressive at one point in the conversation.
Yeah.
So I wanted you guys to see that. We did some other calls where I had to put on the empathy hat. And I had to be sensitive and slow and compassionate. And this one, you'll see a completely different approach to how I handle it.
Love it.
Because it's all about the situation.
Yep.
Okay. So good sales is actively listening and then asking the right appropriate questions with the right tone to gather the information and to get to the outcome you're looking for.
Yep. 100%.
So let's get into this call so that we have enough time to really break this down.
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Is this Lorraine?
Who is it?
My name's Jerry. I'm calling about your property on Northwest 30th Court. I believe you spoke to my associate about selling this property.
Yes. Which company? You're with okay.
Yeah, I'm an investor, and we buy houses and we're looking. We're looking at a house in the neighborhood.
Okay. What company are you with?
Okay. So this is a common one. What company are you with? Now, I'm curious, Dan, like, how do you handle this one? Do you get this one a lot?
It's
irrelevant. Like, who cares?
My response to this, I have a static response that I've created for this. It's two stages. Step one, just a private investor.
Yeah.
That's it. I leave it there. If they push, which usually they'll let it go, right? Greater than 50% of the time, they'll let it go. If they push and they're like, oh, well, I just, I'll say, to be honest with you, right? Again, I'm just a mom and pop shop. We like to buy properties. If you're looking for a big company with an expensive billboard and a fancy website, I do know some of those people. I'm happy to connect you with them. However, if you're looking for someone who's just going to be honest with you and give you a great deal on your house, I can definitely help you out with that.
Perfect.
Which would you prefer? And I ask them which they would prefer.
Love that. That's great. I like that. I took the first approach.
Just my own company. It's called Fountain Hills Investments. We buy properties
Okay. All right.
You're looking to sell this property on Northwest 30th? Do I have that?
Yeah.
Okay. and it's in Fort Lauderdale, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm sort of confused, right? I'm pattern interrupting.
What are you hoping to get for this property?
Well, best offer.
Okay. So again, follow that same pattern. Are you looking to sell? Is this the address? How much do you want for it? And she says my best offer, right?
Yeah. Now this one's funny because I'm building a profile. This is how I'm listening. I'm hearing stress in her voice.
Okay. Yeah. And she's very scattered, and you'll find out the way she's living her life. Like, wow, you got what's going on here?
Yeah.
This is the issue. It's supposed to go to auction on the 14th.
14th of.
It this was the 9th.
It was okay. The 9th.
14th.
And it's a Friday, so we lose the weekend.
Yeah, yep. Like a few days. So how are we going to work this? The only thing I'm speaking to a foreclosure lawyer. I think if I have a contract in place, he could go ahead and do something with that. And stifle the auction.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to move quick, but it is possible. Yeah. I've done it that fast.
You have? Great God. Yeah. Ooh, really?
Yep, it can be done. Everyone's going to have to jump up and down, but we can get it done, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, because title clearance is 3 days. The title search was run the other day when a realtor was trying to listed and this and that, and everything's good to go. I've owned the place 10 years.
10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know some of your stuff? Like, do you know what their rears are?
I owe like 110 to the lender, hard money lender.
Hard money. Interesting.
Okay. So she says I owe 110 to the hard money lender. Okay.
18 to the,
18,000 in what?
Yeah, 18,000 to the HOA.
She owes 18,000 to the HOA.
And yeah,
so she hasn't paid HOA fees in a long time.
Forever.
HOA. So you owe 18,000 to the HOA, and you said 110,000. And what kind of lender did you say you had?
Hard money private lender.
Okay. One thing we'll notice, right? Like, we listened to the call that went off the rails. If you guys didn't listen to that, you should definitely check that out. The control was not there, right? That's what caused it. And noticing this one, immediately you're back in control, right? Like, okay. And I love the way, and I don't even think you realize you do this, but the way you phrase things is from a position of authority, right? You said, oh, do you have some of your stuff together when it comes to your numbers, right? Like, just the way that that's positioned almost makes them feel like, yeah, I have my stuff together, right? Yeah. These are these subtle, unconscious things. And so multiple times in the last couple of seconds, you've done some really authoritative statements in the way you question them.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's in my LLC.
So it's in your LLC, and you were renting it for like a rental cash?
No. I've owned it 10 years. I'm a small-time investor.
Yeah, I gotcha. What's your interest rate with your private lender?
Oh, God, I'm like 12% at this point.
I'm not sub 2 in that.
No, it was an interest only, like.
Percent.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, gotcha. Okay, so you got a hard money loan for 110. The HOA is owed 18. But what's the back payments that are owed the hard money lender?
That's called arrears, guys. So listen, this is where now my understanding of real estate comes in. And if you don't understand real estate, you're not asking the right questions, right? So she's in default, which means she hasn't paid her lender, which means there's back payments, there's HOA. So I'm trying to now, and she's open. So clearly she's open. So because she started revealing information, and I asked her, do you have your stuff together? And she starts laying it out there.
Yeah.
So now I know I can just be direct. I can ask questions. I can gather information, and I'm staying in control.
Yeah. And we haven't talked about, gotten really deep into real estate knowledge, but in this particular series. But one thing that's important for me, okay, first of all, why do you own the house for 10 years and you have a hard money loan?
And we get to that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So these are the things, because these aren't normal, guys. If you're
normal,
that's
not normal.
Yeah.
In fact, you could tell I'm kind of like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. I got to ask more questions here. What in the world is going on? This is very odd. Wait till you hear. I ask more questions. Wait till you hear what's going on.
Interesting.
I owed him $757 a month.
$757 a month. And then what did you rent it for?
No, I didn't rent it. I own the property outright as an investment property. I never rented it.
But did you live in it?
Temporarily, just for a little while. I have a few properties.
So you've had it for 10 years and it's just been vacant the time?
Yeah.
Okay, so smart questions. Like, and think about it. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of things. So like, is there some kind of like questions you ask? No, just try to understand and you'll ask good questions.
That's exactly it.
Because she said, no, it's an investment property. And I'm like, well, then you're renting it? No, I'm not renting it. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that an investment property? Yeah. Are you living in it?
Yeah, correct.
I'm just like,
what's
I'm confused.
What's your exit strategy here?
I'm totally confused. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so, because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And
like,
guys,
why would you do that?
It's okay to ask these questions. Yeah. In fact, you need to ask these questions.
Time?
Yep. Yep.
And you've just been paying.
So I said, so you've owned this for 10 years and you're not renting it?
Yeah.
And then I asked more questions.
Boy, let's get that stopped, right?
So I said, and you've been paying on it this whole time and you're not renting it and it's vacant?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, boy, let's get this. So now I'm challenging a little bit. I'm kind of now going to take more of I know now that we've got a couple days left. The only way this is going to work out is if I got to be now a little bit aggressive. Yeah. I got to be a little more forceful because I don't have time to mess around to help this person.
Of course.
It was like a winter home when I lived up north. I came home for a while. The HOA kind of has, it's changed hands, but they were like blocking me from selling it. And then I got into this predicament and then.
But how long have you been not making the payment to the hard money?
It's been a year. The property's ready for auction.
Yeah. So what'll happen is. Yeah, so that hard money lender, like if I were to try to pay it off right now, not only is it the 110 and the 18,000 owed the HOA, but that hard money lender is going to probably want all his payments caught up too that didn't get paid.
So I'm explaining to her what arrears are in layman terms.
Yeah.
Arrears are the back payments that are also due. So it's not just the one, you know, this is pre-foreclosure. It's not just the balance owed on your loan, but it's also back payments and penalties and probably property taxes.
And she also made a comment earlier. She said hard money, private money. And I don't know if she was using them interchangeably or she has an additional. Okay,
no.
She was using them interchangeably. Yeah. Okay.
You know what that is? They call that the arrears or like a reinstatement.
Arrears, yeah. I could do an owner finance on it. The thing is getting him out of the way, but he wants the property. I've had two realtors and nobody did due diligence.
Because there's a lot of equity.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of equity. And it's a private lender, and the private lender wants her to foreclose so he can get the property.
Yeah. Is he first position?
Yeah.
Okay.
And didn't even showed it once.
Well, what's the property worth, do you think? Like to sell on the open market?
I called some lady and she looked into it. She says the records show it for $275. They've got it on Zillow.
So do the math, guys. $275, $110, $18 in HOA. We don't know their arrears because she doesn't know them, but I start doing math, right? Mm-hmm. A year of missed payments.
Yeah.
And her payments are like, she said $787 or something like that. But I'm figuring you're going to have penalties and everything else on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, for rough numbers, like doubled it.
Yeah.
And I'm going with like $25,000.
Yeah.
Just to cover everything.
On Zillow for like $240, but it's 972 square feet. The algorithm's wrong on Zillow because the county record shows a one bedroom, one bath, 856 square feet. It's a one and a half bath. So it's not two full baths, just to let you know. So the square footage is bigger.
But you think it's worth $275?
Yeah, that's what the record showed when the girl looked the place up because they were going to do another hard money loan.
And you tried selling it for $240, but nobody bought it for $240?
No, the realtor listed it. That realtor, excuse me, she's a drinker, okay? And she put it for $240, $275, never showed it. Then I told her, let's do the owner financing, $120 down, and we could owner finance. So she listed it for $120. And then I said, what are you doing? I said, put it back to the 270, what you had before. And then she puts it to 240. That was what she did on her own. She didn't care what I had to say. She did what she wanted and never even showed the place. It's crazy. It's happened twice with me, with two different realtors. So it's a gig.
Well, here's the good thing. If you work with me, there's no agents involved.
Amen. I mean, if you want to buy it, I'll bless you with it. You sound familiar. Yeah. Like I've talked to you years back or something. I remember talking to you. I believe.
Probably. Yeah. I'm trying to be as big as there's this guy on the internet named Pace Morby. You ever heard of him?
No.
Yeah. I'm trying to be like him, but he's got a TV show. So how do you beat that?
Right.
Anyway, here's the thing. Let me just do some math with you, right? You got 110 in the hard money loan. You got 18 to the HOA.
Say about 16. HOA is about 16.
Okay. I'm guessing that there's going to be about 20, maybe 25 in arrears to that hard money lender. Do you know that number? Because if I take your 757 payment,
might be
like 12, that's like $9,000. So it's at least, if you haven't made the payment in a year, it's going to at least be 9, but then they tack on, fees and stuff too.
Yeah. Count on it.
Okay. So let's just say hypothetically, I don't know, another 20,000 to that guy in arrears.
It shouldn't be that high, but
So,
put him at 130 just to be safe, but we don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, at this point, I mean, your number one priority is probably going to be just saving a foreclosure, right? Like you're not trying to, this late in the game, is that what you're looking to do? Just save your record from a foreclosure?
Now why am I asking this question? I'm trying to find out if she wants cash as well.
Yeah.
She's got equity. So I'm trying to find out where her head's at with this right now. Cause she's at the end of the line. And typically when people are 5 days away from foreclosure, and really it's 3 because you can't count Saturday and Sunday, they're not asking for cash. They're not in a position to really ask for anything other than save them from a foreclosure.
Yeah. Foreclosures are always tough because, one, you have a very clear situation that should be cut and dry, but you also have an emotional situation that makes things extremely complicated.
Yeah. And I typically call this the ostrich effect. So she put her head in the sand, and here we are at the end of the timeline. She had a whole year to solve this problem with a ton of equity. And here we are talking at the end of the line.
Yeah.
And that's very typical with pre-foreclosure. They somehow think this is going to solve itself. They don't do anything about it. And at the very last minute, they're calling you with 3-5 a week before a foreclosure. Mm-hmm. It's very common. So you just need to know that and understand, like, that's who you're dealing with.
Yep.
Someone who's not dealing with their problems.
Yeah. And I can already suspect what's going to be required to snap somebody out of that. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes.
And what's interesting is we kind of deviate a little bit here, where she starts wanting money now. Mm-hmm. And now I got to reset her on the reality of what's going on.
Yeah.
So watch how I kind of handle that.
No, I don't care at this point. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's all out there.
So she says, I don't care at this point. I just want out of it. Here's a quick thank you to one of our sponsors before we get back to the video. This video is brought to you by PropWire, the largest free property database in the US. If you haven't heard of PropWire, they've changed the real estate game by making property data free. Basically, they saw the writing on the wall and realized free property data is the future. Let me explain. Years ago, people used to pay for real estate education. They bought books, tapes, and courses about wholesaling and flipping houses. But now you can get that information for free on YouTube. In fact, I spearheaded this movement and started giving away my best education for free before other trainers. And just like paying for information is dead, paying for property data is dead too. PropWire was the first to realize this, but if they didn't do it, somebody else would have. And it's smart because it's the same business model that Zillow uses. Like Zillow, PropWire lets you search properties for free and sell services to professionals to make their money. And just like Zillow changed the game for retail buyers, PropWire has changed the game for investors and agents and ushered in a new way of finding deals. This new way is not software subscriptions, expensive lists, and paper lead services like the old way. The new way is free software, free property searches, and unlimited free downloads. That's an unlimited number of leads for direct mail, unlimited leads for Facebook and Google ad campaigns, unlimited leads for ringless voicemail or SMS. And unlimited leads for cold calling. Just export your list from PropWire and do your thing. Again, that's unlimited searches and unlimited property downloads. Absolutely free. Get started right now and launch your first search at joinpropwire.com.
It's all out there and I'm good to go. So,
but I mean, are you trying to make money right now? Or just
I'd like to make something off of it because there's equity to be gotten. And the thing is, I put so much work into that place, blood, sweat, and tears. And why, how am I?
For it to sit vacant.
Yeah. For 10 years?
For 10 years at 12% interest.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing to me that you've had it this long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna just give it away and not and give up on it.
Yeah, I get you.
I tried once, and the auction went off the set. The first time in Broward County never happened in a lifetime. With God's favor, December 6th, my son's birthday at that, two bidders bid. The one guy, and then you have the hard money lender bidding. And the gavel went down simultaneously. So then they try to sue each other because it didn't come to fruition with the auction. So then they try to sue each other, and the hard money guy won. So he's after that condo. He's not giving up. He wants it. There's no forgiveness.
Let's not let that jerk get it.
Right. Really. And he says he's a Christian. I don't think so. No loan modification. No nothing. No nothing going on.
So there's no postponing foreclosure with this lender. He wants it to foreclose, right? Yeah. So I ruled that out as well. Like, hey, let's see if we can buy some time. Because some lenders will do that, right? I mean, clearly you can postpone foreclosure, but this is a private lender who wants the property. He's counting down the days to take this back from 100%. Because he knows there's a ton of equity.
Yeah.
Not
the jugular. After the jugular.
Yeah. So, Lorraine, let's do this. What if I could try to get all this done? Yeah. And I'm gonna have to jump up and down. Good thing my buddy Dom is so amazing. He can
Dom was judging
out.
Me.
I talked to him. Don, tell him hello.
Lorraine says hello, Dom.
Mama mia. Let's work a deal here. Come on now.
She's borderline crazy.
Tell him I say hello. I love it.
Well,
okay.
What if I could do all this and try to stop this in the next couple of days and get you like $5,000 in your pocket?
Only five. That's a little low.
The thing is I've got to get my investors all to jump up and down and get money together and title and try to go down and stop the foreclosure. I mean, I can try to do something more, but no one's going to get excited if it's not a deal. You know what I mean?
Well, then what's the price point at with five in the pocket? What numbers are we talking?
I don't know. I would pay all these things and get you $5,000 in your pocket. But I'm going to have to pay off this hard money loan. I'm going to have to pay the HOA back, and I'm going to have to pay all their arrears and get you $5,000 and closing fees. You know what I mean? Like, it's and do it all in.
So what's your price point on the whole thing?
So she's trying to focus on price point, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the price is, because what I don't want to do is commit to her a price, and then I find out that their arrears are lower or whatever. I just want to lock in with her a little bit of cash in your pocket, and then I'm going to cover everything else.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know. And how do I know without her knowing those numbers?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the approach I'm taking.
No, because I'm going to tell you other offers I got. So we're coming in close. They're almost the same. And I'm going to work with you because I like Dom and I like you. And I'm going to.
Okay. So I want to work with you because I like you.
Yeah.
So that's what people
and
do.
And Dom, obviously.
And Dom, who she's thinking
never
of somebody.
Talked to before.
And I'm going to. I'll work with you.
You just got to realize, Lorraine, you're out of options, right? You're out of time. So you can't be sitting around with a bunch of looky-loos. You got to go with someone who's going to get it
Something
done.
Something serious.
Somebody serious.
Exactly. So what would your offer be? Your offer on the place? I mean, where are you at with the numbers for a price point?
So I'm making some assumptions here. But you got your calculator?
No, I'll use my brain. It's
me. 110 plus 16 to the HOA plus, I'm going to call it 25 because I think that guy's going to stick it to you, your hard money
lender.
Sure he is. That's got us at 151.
Right.
And then I got to get you some money.
Yeah.
What else am I missing? Is there anything else that's behind that's going to need paid?
I think we got it all.
Okay. What about property taxes? Have those been not paid?
Of course they haven't.
Taxes. Let's see.
Yeah. Oh, let me think about it.
I'm not sure if I.
You're kidding. She hasn't paid
her. Everybody claim everything's mint in the place. Just
let's say there's. Yet. Let's say there's a bunch of taxes owed too.
Taxes. No, I don't think I paid. Oof.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why would you be paying your taxes and not all your other stuff, right?
Right. You got it.
Okay.
So she admitted it
without wanting to say it.
Let's call that 15.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm all the way up to 166 right now.
Yeah. 666. Yeah, you're getting close. I got an offer for the 185.
Okay.
I never called the guy back. But if you could come close. Because
why did you take a long story.
You want to know why?
Okay,
this is so screwed up.
Lorraine, it's not a real offer then.
So I cut her off.
No. Okay. What with the end buyer?
Okay. So end buyer, I say that's not a real offer. That's not a real offer. So what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to get her back to reality, which is you have a couple days left. It doesn't matter what that 185 offer was. They're not on the table right now, and there's no way they're going to perform if it's retail.
Yeah.
No one's going to close in 5 days retail.
Yep. 100%.
So I have to disqualify that offer with her is the approach I go with this.
5 days?
That's the problem. Well, that's why I was, just to tell you logically, I declared bankruptcy Chapter 11 for my Palm Beach condo because the same thing was going on simultaneously over there.
This lady's a mess. Uh-huh.
HOA blocks me from renting and selling that one over there, okay? And it is a rentable property after 2 years by law. I never got a lawyer. I took the high road. So I'm dealing with that and probate and everything else and all this stuff. But long story short, I filed the 11. So even if the 11, if it's dismissed or whatever, I still have time. I have 30 days to sell something. In both places. Pardon?
I thought you said your auction's on the 14th.
It is. Somehow there's no communication that I filed Chapter 11 in Palm Beach.
Oh,
but you know what? I could care less. I'm going to go with Dom, and I'm going to have a Dom Barion and a nice Italian dinner. I'm going to let the place go. Because I've got so much other stuff. I don't drink, but I'm just telling
you. Here's what you got to think about, Lorraine.
Yeah.
You go with Jerry. We try to close in 5 days, which I don't even know if I can. I'm going to have to jump up and down and get everybody to on board here. But assuming I can get this done in 5 days, you go with Jerry, you get $5,000 in your pocket. You don't go with Jerry, you get zero and a foreclosure on your record. You don't want that.
No.
So now I'm being very direct.
Yeah, that's worse. Chapter 11 is bad enough. I'm digging myself deeper. I want out of all this. I've had impeccable credit all my life. I never even engaged in any of this nonsense.
Yeah. So let's get this done then. What are we talking about here? I need to get off the phone so I can get our...
So your offer is 166. Why don't we do 170? I like 7 better. 6 is not a good number. It's an unlucky... It's not a good number. I'll do 170. You got it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what all your fees are going to add up to. I'm just telling you whatever they are, and I'll make sure you get 5. So if I say 170 and all these fees are more, you could get nothing. That doesn't sound smart.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying whatever they are. I'll pay them all because we're guessing right now. So why don't I lock in what you're going to get, and then I pay all these fees. Maybe they're a little more. What if they add up to more than 170? Then you get nothing.
No, he's at, I owed him 82.5. I'm at 16K with the,
I don't know what the 85 number was.
HOA. 82.5 plus another 20. Yeah, it's about plus another, And that's, hold on.
Are you saying that if I get you
100?
We're almost there. You said one. Okay, so we're at 166. You want 170 is what you're saying.
I don't want 666. I'm not liking the number. It's just a bad omen, man. Get out of a 6 number. Everything's 6.
Yeah, so in my math, that would be another $4,000 to you. So why don't we just make it a simple $10,000? $10,000 cash to you.
I got to have something for that place. There's no way I could. I mean, I don't mean to be what? I'm giving it away. I'm giving it away.
Yeah, but you're going to lose it. So you're not giving it away. You're going to lose it.
Yeah. Yes and no. $10,000 I could do full bankruptcy and save it and get it rented. It depends how you put a spin on it. It depends
You and I both know that's not going to happen. You've had it for 10 years and it's been a money
pit. Yeah. No, I'm just going to let it go.
Just be done with it.
I'm going to be done with it.
$10,000 and be done with it.
I'll take the 10. Just let's do our deal.
You don't want this headache anymore.
No, I don't. I'm done. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I can tell.
Let him have it.
We're not letting him have it.
You guys can have it.
So here's what we're going to do. Ella is my assistant. She's going to call you as soon as we hang up.
Yeah.
And she's gonna get an agreement in place with you.
Okay. Okay.
And then we're going to need you to be available and cooperate because we're going to have to, you know, get all this stuff together. Like, we're going to have to get a payoff. You know, we're going to need to get an exact payoff from your private money lender. And we're going to need to get a payoff from the HOA. We're going to need to, you know what I mean? We're going to have to figure some things out. And we're going to have to, try to get this done. We'll put a rush on title and get this done.
I guarantee title is good. It's 10 years. Nothing's been changed up. And I had title insurance with Az's loan and everything else. But yeah, you have to do due diligence. But I'm just letting you know. You know, I'm not playing around. It's clear we're good. It's clear we're good. The only thing, the title guy, Ralph, he looked at into the title. The only thing he saw was that for some reason there wasn't a note with the previous company before they gave me the hard money loan that it showed that another lender I had, but that was Lighthouse Point, whatever, Global Investments. That was from years back. He got paid off. It didn't show that I paid him. He said, you have to show them. It has to show a note that he paid him. Because what we did as his loans has that note. Otherwise, I would have.
What a mess.
And how much was that?
I don't know.
I would have never got the loan to get with the new Jesse Collins guy, obviously. Because that paid off the $60,000 I owed. So he saw that. Maybe it won't even show, but if I need to know, it's not a big deal. The other mortgage guy that gave me Jesse Collins' loan has all that information. Otherwise, you know, I've clear, clean title. No issues whatsoever.
Yeah. Lorraine, you know, I don't know about all that stuff. All I know is you and I got to focus on getting this done so that we can save a foreclosure and get you some money in your pocket.
And the reason I'm giving it away and walking away with 10, I like you guys, number one. Number two, I don't think the HOA is going to mess with me anymore, or you for that matter. And something will get done. So it's worth me washing my hands and walking away because they blocked me every which way but loose. You guys might have rapport with them or whatever where something will get done already.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. You won't have to worry about it.
Thank you. Because I can't have it empty anymore. It's nuts.
No, but you gotta. So you got one thing to think about right now, Lorraine.
Yeah. Okay.
How do I stop this foreclosure from happening? Which means I gotta cooperate with Jerry and his team.
Yeah.
So we have 5 days to try to get this done.
Okay.
And if we get this done in 5 days, you're gonna have 10 grand in your pocket and be done once and for all with this property.
Okay, we're done then. That's it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I want you to
I'm giving you a deal too. I just wanted to say because
she's doing me a favor.
Liquid.
Yeah,
it's a company. Get Liquid, and they have investors. They pay money and they get a cut. They said 12%. Let it go to auction, and they get 12%, and I get all the surplus, which would be more than 10. But you know what? I don't feel like being aggravated anymore.
Yeah.
This is the right thing to do. I know I'm taking a loss and a big hit and everything, but it's the right thing to do. Now, there's no stove and refrigerator in there. It got taken out.
We'll take care of all that. So I got to run now. But I want you to watch for Ella to reach out to you. Okay. She's my assistant.
So you're buying it. Excuse me. You're buying it as is, correct?
Yeah.
As is.
Yes.
Okay.
No repairs, nothing.
Okay. I'll leave it the way it is because I took some doors off, but I didn't take them. I put them back.
She took some doors off.
They need to be put back on the hinges.
So I can
go in there and do that,
off.
And the lady was screaming at me, and I don't know. I don't even want to go back there. I took one of the doors, and I brought it to my parents' house because I've got no kitchen.
She brought the doors to her parents' house. Oh, my gosh.
The doors off. I took one of the doors and I'm using that one and I didn't know what size. So I was going to take all the doors. I mean, I could go there and I'll fix it up again the way it was. But it doesn't have a it doesn't have the fridge or the stove. Because I took the I took my parents' stove. Well, they're not, they're deceased. And I brought it over there. And then I didn't have a stove here. The thing went defunct. So I took that stove and brought it back, the original stove. So I don't have fridge or stove over there. I mean, in other words, I need, you're buying as is, you don't care. You're good.
No, we're good. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of whatever things need done. But I got to run so that Ella can give you a call and get some things worked out, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. The only thing is this. As far as the bankruptcy, now, if that's still going, it doesn't.
I mean, that's going to mess the whole thing up.
Yeah.
It's one county and that's another county, or how does that work? I did file a suggestion of bankruptcy in Palm Beach about a week ago.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that. I don't know what impact that'll have, but we'll figure it out.
No, I think we're good. I think we're good. I'll just dismiss the stupid thing. But then that would give me a month to sell it, and I'm back to square one. Let's get this done. It's decided.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. You got a gem of a place with a gorgeous view. I'll tell you that. For a dime. Okay.
All right. So watch for a call from Ella, okay?
All right. Let's get on it.
All right.
Please.
Yep. Let's get on this. Thank you, Lorraine. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, wow. My confidence level is like really low. You clearly, because I'm like, I just got to get off the phone with this lady and let's contract and then figure out what's going on here. Okay. What's your take on that?
Honestly, I would be concerned with the legal security of doing a deal with this lady.
With the bankruptcy?
With her.
Oh, with her.
Right?
Yeah.
Just because psychologically, she is either just a scattered person and that's fine, or there's other deeper issues going on.
Mental illness?
Something like that. Okay. And I just don't want to get to closing and, oh, you said this and you said that and you said this and you said that.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
For me, my approach with somebody like this is I'm going to be overwhelmingly thorough with the conversation and I'm going to document it and I'm going to make sure that there's no confusion. I'm just going to add that extra step so I don't get bit in the butt later on. From a sales standpoint, there's really not much you can do. I think you did a good job of making her like you, right? In so much that she confused other people. She wants to sell to you. I think you did a good job of getting her past the delirium of being all over the place. As much as she sounded scattered, I think her heart is to do the right thing, because the second you told her you were serious, she decided to tell you about all of the random things she had stripped from this house, right? So I still have questions on how she got here. And clearly, if there's an entire other lender that we don't even know what's going on there from the previous deal, that, I mean, this thing probably is outside of being a deal in the first place. But as far as sales are concerned, when you're dealing with a person like that, I think that's about as good as you can handle those conversations.
Yeah. I mean, the one approach I took was you saw there, I took that very direct, like, no, and this is what you got to do. Yep. And that's not the right thing. And let's get real. Like, let's get real here. You're not going to fix this property up and rent it. You've had 10 years where you haven't done that.
Yeah.
So that's a bold move. That's not always the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Unless you really feel strongly, which I did. I felt really strongly like, no, you somehow trying to keep this property is not the right thing for you. You got to move on now. The way we wrote the contract was we did not put a price. I put in there, I'm going to pay off the loan. I'm going to pay the arrears. I'm going to pay the back taxes. And I'm going to pay the HOA. And then I'm going to give you $10,000 cash at closing. And that gave me that leeway to those numbers are what they are.
Now, what made you go from 5 to 10? She was back and forth with the 666.
Because there's so much equity in this property that I mean, we could have started at 10 and I've been at 10, but I started at 5 and I was okay to go up.
So just to kind of make it simple.
Just to kind of make it easy and get her a little more money. And I don't know, I just kind of felt like 10 was fine.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not always about making every penny, right? Like if you want to give someone an extra $5,000 and they feel better about the deal, I think that's a great idea.
And the other thing I found is like, I always try to get something to the seller. Because if they're getting nothing, like let's just say I said, listen, you're getting nothing, but let's save your foreclosure. They're not going to cooperate with you.
Yeah.
And so it's more of like, if you know you're getting a little money out of this, then you're going to cooperate, hopefully, so we can get this done.
Yeah.
And then she didn't. So it wasn't even enough to get it done.
Like if I'm this is such a tough one, guys. So like what are we doing? We're talking about how to navigate good conversations. As a general rule, there's going to be a bunch of different people that are types of people that are out there. You have different personality types, but there's general principles that you can follow, yeah. right? That you got your red sellers, you got your different personality types, but then you have these outliers, right? That are just different, and it's difficult to navigate. And being able to navigate those does require a little bit more of a skill set, or being able to kind of stick to your guns. The only thing I could even think of what I might have, like, so what are some things I may have done differently with this lady? I may have stopped and made her ponder a couple times, right? So when you said, you made a statement that I thought was powerful, that I may have sat in for a little bit longer, mm-hmm. but it may have backfired, because a person like this, they're all over the place, right? So you said something, you were like, yeah, but if you get, I can give you 5,000, but if you go into foreclosure, you get nothing. Right. And you said that, yeah, you go into foreclosure, you get nothing. So let's just do the deal. Right. And you kind of push. I may have sat there and just
yeah, let
you,
it sit.
Like you realize that I may have phrased it as a question. Yeah. You only get 5,000. But let me ask you this. How much do you get if you go into foreclosure? Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe I say it like that just to make them ponder in that for a little
Good.
Bit longer.
Yeah. Like
right.
That. Yeah.
But all in all, I think you navigated a difficult person masterfully, because there are people who would be in a call with somebody like this and it would have been off the rails.
And it'd be an hour long, and she's 100%. Going on about who the heck knows what. And
yep.
I kept having to rein her back in, and
yep.
very challenging person in
Extremely.
A very challenging situation and an odd situation. So yeah, I mean, do the best you can with those.
100%. Guys, I would genuinely be interested in the chat. What we're trying to do with this series is we're trying to really engage you guys and help you guys navigate these conversations as best as possible. If you've made any calls in this business consistently, you have probably come across a similar seller. I would be interested in seeing in the chat what you guys did when you dealt with people like this. Were you able to rein them in and keep the conversation going? Or did it go off the rails, right? What happened? Did you close the deal? What happened with it? Were there legal issues? Was it as crazy? I'm really interested in seeing how people navigate these, because these are the tough ones. And if you can win them, sometimes you find some diamonds in the rough.
Yeah. And if she really did file bankruptcy, then now everything's off the table, because yeah. we now have to work with the bankruptcy attorney and let them decide what and how and everything else.
Yeah.
So that probably, maybe that postponed the, in fact, we'll probably follow up, because she kind of went dark, but if she actually did file, then maybe this deal's still available.
Yeah.
Because we can work with the, whatever, trustee or whoever it is with the bankruptcy court.
Yeah.
And maybe she can still sell it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's a bunch of different types of deals that are out there. So you get the cut and dry ones, you get the cash deals, you got the creative deals. I think there's a little bit of a tweak on how you approach them from a sales and from a business standpoint. But if you can navigate these ones, this is why I think these, because people like this will usually run from deals like this. But if you can navigate it and you can control the conversations, there's yep. there's some jackpots in there.
Yeah, great. Well, awesome, Daniel. Thank you for your feedback on that one. That one was a doozy. So guys, to wrap this up here, make sure you check out the link in the description. We've got a bunch of links in there. You'll see some free resources, some scripts, and some other powerful tools that will help you, all totally free. Check that out. Also, I'm going to put a link in there to check out Daniel's new training that he's got. It's really awesome. Step-by-step, all the details for how to not only create the right posture and the right positioning and your tone and mirroring and all these really powerful communication techniques, but how to specifically do those with seller types, with different personalities, with different exit strategies, and kind of everything all real estate related. And I think other communication and other sales
all the
skills
things.
That will work in all you do and other things you do.
Yeah.
So again, check that out. We'll put that in the description as well. And guys, all these videos we're putting into a playlist. So be sure to check out that link to learn more and listen to more of these calls. I think we've done now 4 or 5 of these call breakdowns.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard the other ones, go check those out as well. That link is also in the description below. And guys, we'll see you on the next video.